This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked and locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. And yes, the email address, instructor at USAprepares.com works. Instructor at USAprepares.com. It's an email address that's working. Rich, welcome back for hour number two.
Thank you, Vince. I'm already deleting articles. To answer your question before the break, you asked about the severity of monkeypox, and I want to go back to the article I mentioned earlier in my sample articles, which was the EU Health Agency said Monday the risk that rare disease monkeypox would spread widely among the general population was very low. Now, if you are a compromised group, let me see if I can give an example in my articles, because I'm not obviously going through all of them. I'm not going to have time. Monkeypox outbreak in Spain being spread through homosexual encounters among men. So there's going to be certain groups that are going to be getting it. And here's another article right here. Government spends $119 million for monkeypox vaccines following one confirmed case in the U.S. One. Look, it's going to be a scariant, just like all these articles, have been mentioned. And, you know, with all these doctors that I've talked about and what the CDC and Dr. Lee Merritt basically says, that this is a psychological operation. And are there going to be more scariants? Probably. Are they going to release a very deadly bioweapon that's airborne? That's possible. It could be a Marburg or Ebola or a hemorrhagic fever type thing. We don't know. Look, this is why I use published articles in the public domain. I try to keep away from speculation and crystal balls. Okay? So I'm trying to get people aware. Look, the only way we're going to get through this is if every American participates. And our government workers and our politicians, and especially our AGs, there should be a Nuremberg 2. There should be arrests for the gain of function that Fauci and company has been doing. Look, it was very clear what Dr. Elizabeth Eade says. Go to the Dr. Robert Malone group, the GCS, Global COVID Summit. org, and share this information. He's declared, along with 17,000 physicians. So when you say, when the powers that be in the mainstream media says, oh, they're just outlying radical doctors. No, there's thousands, tens of thousands of them. And they've declared that Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, and more are enablers, and they need to be withheld and willfully omitted safety and effectiveness information from patients and physicians. And they should be immediately indicted for fraud. This is serious stuff. And that our government and medical agencies must be held accountable. Look, we cannot... If you're working for the government or any one of these institutions or organizations, you care more about your paycheck benefit package and pension than you do your own country. We've had over a million combat soldiers die for you. You're really, your brain's gone. You're not thinking correctly. We owe it to not just the future generations, but we owe it. There's people who gave their life, fought, bled, and died for us. And you care more about your, if you're a government worker, you care more about your pension and paycheck? Come on. Pretend you are working for the people, which you are. Pretend that you're not rigging the situation. Pretend that you care about your country and the people who came here before you to sacrifice their life for Pete's sakes. Okay, I got to move on. I got to stop the tangents. Pfizer documents expose doctor with ties to Bill Gates, who isn't a doctor, foundation deleting trial participant COVID vaccine injuries. People, we've been saying this stuff for a year and a half now. Next, autopsy confirms British mother died of acute myocarditis after receiving the Pfizer COVID shot. I could do, just so you know, I could do the whole broadcast just with individual deaths, never mind disabilities from the shot. Could do a whole show, 2 hours worth. Next, Dr. Robert Malone, majority of vaccinated may already have clinical myocarditis. This is scary. I hate doing this, but I don't know any other way to get the information out about the fraud, the corruption, and manipulation in our government and big corporate institutions. Next, close to 180,000 died within 60 days of the COVID vaccination, and in England, statistics office just made that stunning admission. That's called mass die-off, people. Next, CDC data. Fully vaccinated kids are more likely to get COVID than unvaccinated kids. Not only is this an admission, it's also a diversion to keep away, they're going to get COVID. Of course they are. But they're going to get basically their immune systems becoming destroyed. So it could be death, it could be myocarditis, it could be lung embolisms, it could be brain embolisms or aneurysms, it could be blood clots. Look, that's why they always say COVID. They're basically admitting to the minimal effect. And we all know that COVID started out with a 99.7% survival rate, and that's with comorbidities, for crying out loud. Next, Pfizer CEO pitches Davos elites on Wi-Fi microchip pills. Did you hear that, people? This new pill with a chip in it, it's supposed to send a signal to authorities that you've ingested it. It just goes back with the new smart test. Remember, I've given information in the past where there was cancer-causing chemicals in the swab tests. Look, everything I say is public information in the public domain, coming from physicians, researchers, and scientists. I don't give any personal opinion. Next, U.S. buys millions of vaccines as monkeypox outbreaks hits Europe and North America. Do your reading and research. Vet what we're saying. All this monkeypox is going to the free nations of the Western world, especially NATO nations. This is done for a reason. It's a takedown. Next. Scotland government investigates sudden spike in newborn deaths. Let me decode that for you. The translation is, Scotland government looks to cover up spike in newborn deaths, and there's going to be plausible deniability and other excuse behaviors to label it with some other professional wordsmithing. Next, speaking of professional wordsmithing, undefeated boxer drops dead of heart attack in the ring suddenly and unexpectedly. See, they're going to have to, how many deaths have we heard around the world with terms like suddenly and unexpectedly? They're going to have to start coming out with new Hegelian dialectic professional wordsmithing terms because people are catching on. Next, for my brothers and sisters in Canada, I feel so sorry for you. Canadian courts are punishing unvaccinated parents in custody battles. But if you come in as a refugee, you do not need a vaccine requirement. I'm reading the articles right in front of me. And Dr. Brian Brittle challenged the Canadian health officials to a debate about COVID vaccines. Guess what happened, people? They did not show up. See, this is what they do. They don't give evidence. They don't even give facts. They just repeat words and terms all over the mainstream media, all from Washington, D.C., from propaganda mouthpieces. That's what they do. Okay, I got to move on. Video evidence of machines, this is regarding election fraud, accepting photocopied ballots. People. Next, law enforcement raids nonprofits and 2,000 mules ballot trafficking investigation. Where is Brenovich? Where are you? Where is our attorney generals? Seriously. This happened in Arizona. Where is Brenovich? Do the attorney generals just collect a paycheck for their AG status? Does anybody work in government or politics? I want to know. Anybody? Next, Census Bureau undercounted 5 red states and overcounted 6 blue states. Look, every baby in the forest knows the reason why you overcount blue states because you have a bigger database of names so they can just toss in names on ballots for the vote. Next, audit reveals half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are really fake to go along with his fake presidency and counterfeit votes. I'm just reading the articles, people. Next, even though it's all proven, video shows the same woman making 4 trips to a Detroit Dropbox in 2 days and depositing stacks of ballots, and it's on video. And yet there's no decertification. You can't even make this stuff up. Next, former top campaign aide to Hillary Clinton admits she approved leak of hoax Trump-Russia claim to media. I think I mentioned a similar article. Okay, I'm going to go to general news right now, folks, because of time. I'm looking at the clock here, and I just got to do what I got to do. Dozens of illegal aliens wearing military-style camo caught entering Texas. It's on video. Are you hearing this, people? Hundreds of migrants have been released into the U.S. on the day Title 42 was supposed to end. Oh, I got more of this stuff, people. You better wake up and you better start talking. You better start doing and you better start being an American. Next, Joe Biden tells reporters in Japan, U.S. will get involved militarily to defend Taiwan. And then the staffers immediately walk in to stop that message. Look, it's all a joke, people. This is what happens when you steal an election and you install a puppet. This is what happens. Next, Yale professor says diversity training turns white men into racists. Think about this, folks. How come the people who control the narratives, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Gates, Bezos, Soros, Carnegie, Morgans, Kissinger, Ted Turner, all of them, are white and mostly male? We are allowing the powers that be to insult through group identity politics and degrade and disrespect and insult the work ethic, ability, and intelligence. We are allowing the rewarding of mediocrity, the destroying of America, destroying of opportunity by this propaganda. When you delegitimize work and entitle victim group status to lower the bars of standards and expectations, to give free lunch to the elite and protect and enable the
corrupt. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. News in a flash. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Just a little exclamation point on that Yale professor saying that diversity slash sensitivity training turns men into racists. Even Malcolm X said that white liberals, okay, Malcolm X said this, are posing to be your friend, and they control blacks through tricks, deceit, hypocritical behavior, and use blacks as political footballs. Give them false promises. In other words, they're sellouts. And that's part of the destabilization of Marxist and Hegel and the Frankfurt School and Alinsky and all the things that we've talked about. Their job is to normalize while they're delegitimizing work. When you delegitimize work, you basically eliminate the rule of law. You eliminate restitution and rights from the people who deserve it and earn it, and you eliminate the rule of law with precedence. We have literally eliminated value because they've made useful idiots thinking that being an American is irrelevant and work is irrelevant and your group and hyphen and pronoun should be what it's all about. But this is basically what is creating all the corruption, the lockdowns, the wealth redistribution going from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. It's all by design. Okay, I got to move on. Look, I love the comment. I just don't have time. Next, Biden COVID coordinator, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this person's name, says White House planning for fall surge. Think about this. So they're telling Americans to start masking up now. Look, folks, masks are for submissive conformity, but they're also to create anonymity for the criminals. And when I say criminals, I don't just mean the BLM and Antifa that's created $2 billion worth of damage and murders and rapes and mayhem and businesses being torched. It's also to hide the rogue cops as well. That's what masks are for. And that's what the powers that be are telling us. And do you really think these masks mean anything? There's a video of Joe Biden deboards a plane in South Korea. He's all alone, comes down the stairs with the mask on. As soon as he gets to the people, he takes his mask off. It's all phony. Everything is phony. It's all fake. It's propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. I don't say these words every week because they rhyme. They don't. I say that because we've given thousands of examples of the manufactured perception, of the selling of narratives, of the talking points. Come on, people. There's five companies that own everything regarding mainstream media, publishing companies, production companies. Everything gets controlled, especially the talking points and narrative. Okay, next. China preparing for D-Day invasion of the continental United States with forces to land on the beaches of California. Are you awake yet, people? This is an article. Did you hear that? China preparing for D-Day invasion through California. Have we sold any of our ports to the Chinese? What about Long Beach? Who owns that? Do your reading and research, people. Why do you think Joe Biden gave $86 billion of our highest tech weaponry to our enemy? Why is all the ammunition going to Ukraine? Why are our military being injected with poisons and toxic and all the debilitations and deaths that we've mentioned? Not just on this program, but all through the independent media. Can you figure it out, people? Can you connect the dots? I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm trying to tell you that this is a call to action. I don't invent any of these articles, people. Next, diesel fuel costs soaring up 75%. Another article I read this morning was up 100%. Next, half of Russia's gas buyers have now agreed to pay in rubles. And since the ruble is going to be at least partially backed by gold and silver, looks like all this pain we're supposed to be giving Russia, we're going to make them wealthy. Next, former President George W. Bush, the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq, Ukraine. You can't make this up, Mr. WMD. There's no WMD. We'll be right back, people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the Indo-Pacific meeting today in Tokyo, President Biden underscored the grave consequences of a war that continues to grind on.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians are killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. This is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
President Biden this hour is in the middle of a long trip back to D.C. after stopping off in Anchorage, Alaska. He'll be back at the White House in the 8 p.m. hour this evening. Three mysterious deaths of Americans in the Bahamas earlier this month has been narrowed down to carbon monoxide poisoning. No further details were available at this time. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Newsmax is reporting that veteran news anchor and broadcaster Greta Van Susteren will join the network as a host of her own daily show starting Tuesday, June 14th. Today's primaries in Georgia has Republican gubernatorial candidate David Perdue telling Newsmax the polling in the race has been misleading.
Well, first, let's look at the reality of where we are. We have a sitting incumbent Republican governor struggling to get to 50%. These polls are really misleading right now for one very big reason. Guys, over 500,000 people have voted in early voting in Georgia on the Republican side. And half of those, this is most noteworthy, half of those voters did not vote in 2018. So by definition, all of these polls are excluding these people who are early voting who did not vote in 2018. Because when they qualify somebody for a poll, you have to be in have voted in the last three primaries. And so this has been a miss we've talked about all along. You know, Matt Tyree is a very good pollster, one of the best pollsters in the country. He's got another poll out this week that shows it's only a couple of points away from 50%. My goal right now is to represent the people. They're tired of a governor who has lied to them about what happened in November of 2020 in the election, denied it happened, has covered it up, and the people are outraged about it. They're upset about crime, the woke mob in the schools. They're upset about their economy. I'm trying to get rid of the state income tax. Kemp agrees with Abrams and does not want to do that. So we're in a fight down here between people and career politicians, guys.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I mentioned over the past probably a couple of years that I can't support people, or I can't continue communicating with people who support regimes that are injurious to me and my family. And I've stopped talking with anyone who has supported and continues to endorse this current regime, the one that lets the borders, that endorses murder. endorses mandatory vaccinations, endorses, the jab, requires the jab, requires the masks, requires that anybody who wants to come in the country can come in. All those things. And supports inflation. I can't communicate with them anymore. I've cut them off. How about you? Have you done the same thing?
Well, look, yes, we've talked about this. And I've even suggested this on the air. When people don't read and research and they think it's all about their ideology, it's really the manufactured perception of it through psyops. And we've talked about MKUltra, mass formation psychosis. I've talked about all of these. I've mentioned many, many studies. This is why we need to put the state attorney generals on the hot seat, because they've basically, they're not doing their job. They've created a dereliction of duty. We the people have the power, and then it goes to the states, and then it goes to the federal government, not the other way around. We need, look, 50 AGs right now should stop all the presses right now, and there should be Nuremberg arrests, and there should be election fraud come to the forefront, especially with the 2,000 mules, never mind the 2,500 pieces of information that we've given on election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference over the years. Look, people need to stop being intellectually lazy. You have to do your own reading and research. You have to verify. It's the only way. This is why we give ideas and solutions. This is why we talk about all this stuff. Look, we're all volunteers. Pretty much everybody in the independent media are volunteers. We are just doing our duty and obligation as Americans. No one's perfect, but my God, we're paying people a fortune with pensions and benefit packages for not doing their job. All these official authorities and experts, they're selling out. Vince, is it okay if I threw a few more articles out here?
Yeah, sure. Please do.
Thank you. I'm going to mention, going to a little deviation before I go back into general news, because I've been giving news on our government / public schools, which is part of the agenda you're talking about, Vince. Virginia middle school teacher arrested on child pornography charges. Look, I want you, we talk about adult mutual consensual sex all the time. Leave the freaking kids alone. Do you really, with all these articles that we've given, why is anybody, anywhere in the United States, not homes, why are you leaving your kid in these government schools? Oh, well, some teachers are good. Is somebody good when you walk by somebody who's getting raped and she needs your help? Or being murdered, or doing a crime, and you walk by because you don't want to get involved, you don't want to be called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, conspiracy theorist, or you don't want to get on a list, you want to be called some other name, you don't want to get involved. You know what? I don't care if you're a teacher or any government worker. You're not considered good if you're not a whistleblower and doing your job. If you care more about your paycheck and your pension than you do your country, you're not good. Do you understand this? Look at these articles that I mentioned. 93% of COVID emergency funds remain unspent by schools. Where did that money go? Did it go into your pension fund? Where did that go? 93%. And the rest of us have to fight inflation? With high costs and high taxes across the board? Next, psychotherapist who conducts transgender therapy encourages teens to distrust their bigoted, misinformed parents. Do you really want to send your kids to the public government school? Oh, well, some teachers are good. Well, if teachers and unions only care about their paychecks and pensions and benefit packages, is that good? Next, children's drag queen dance party draws outrage in New England schools. Next, D.C. public schools asks four-year-olds to out their racist family members. Look, if you think I'm kidding and making this stuff up, I am not. Next, France, a city in France, has just replaced the term mother sounds like I'm making this stuff. I'm not. I'm going to go on back to general news. I'm looking at the clock. I'm running out of time. Senate Democrats introduce new gun control bill, requires the DOJ to have a give you a license for gun purchases with only a 5-year license limit. And they have the power of confiscation. Look, when I give these articles to you people, your face should be red and steam should be coming out of your ears. Next. Mainstream media pushes mass shooter race narratives. They want race wars. They want world war. They want civil war. They don't care how they get chaos or infighting. They're going to take advantage of every crisis. We need to cut off all the funding to all these places, especially colleges and the UN and the World Health Organization, like President Trump did, by the way. Next, DeSantis. There is no way Florida will support the World Health Organization Global Pandemic Treaty. That's called a government worker, a politician with cojones. That's called an American. That's called somebody who's doing their job. Next, DeSantis said Biden should be giving honorary membership in the Mexican drug cartels. Not just Mexican, Ron. How about China drug cartels? I've read articles on this program where literally one confiscation of fentanyl could kill every person in this country. We have over, in 2021, we have over 100,000 deaths of young people just from drugs that come through Mexico, mostly fentanyl and stuff like that. This is disgusting. We can have depopulation without genocide, without wars, without eugenics, without suicide. We can have these discussions. But the government workers only care about, all they talk about, every government worker I've ever met, all they care about is when they're going to retire. That's it. Not one government pension should be higher than what the average Social Security recipient receives. How come the people who are paying for the government pensions get one-tenth in Social Security, which is beer money? Okay, I got to move on. Bolsonaro says Brazil will not sign the globalist WHO pandemic treaty. This is called a politician who's doing his job. This is called guts. This is called a real patriot. Even though he's from Brazil, he's a patriot looking out for his own people. And by the way, it's not just Bolsonaro in Brazil. This is happening across the board where independent nations who aren't bought and paid for, who are willing to do their job and not have a yellow spine, are coming out publicly and saying, we will not support this World Health Organization pandemic treaty. Next. I can't do this without comment. Americans have lost $20 trillion since the start of 2022. $20 trillion. Most of that money went from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. Next, gas prices reached 12th straight all-time record high. First time in history where 12 straight days of record gas prices have occurred. And I'm reading that there's some economics and people who are insiders in this industry are saying that before the summer's over, we're going to be paying over $10 a gallon for gas, definitely for diesel. Next, you're going to love this. Airlines looking to cut required training hours for new pilots due to desperate shortage of pilots. Whom they killed with the COVID jabs. So not only are they going to bring back testing, sophisticated smart testing, where your information goes to federal and state databases and probably to China, now they're literally lowering the bars of standards and expectations of commercial pilots flying you around the country and the world with less qualifications. You can't even make this stuff up. And Goldman Sachs research analyst shot dead in New York City subway. Look, this, you know, it doesn't, I'm going to go off into a tangent here again. It doesn't give me any any joy mentioning this, but I guess I'm going to ask you, you know, I mentioned the theme of the day is about government workers, politicians, especially the state attorney generals not doing their job. There should be 50 Nuremberg trials in this country. There should be election fraud, decertifications in this country. The dereliction of duty of government workers and politicians, not to mention just judges, bankers, and lawyers. We are literally seeing an engineered, planned economic, energy, and food collapse with threats of long-term lockdowns coming. And no one is doing anything. We are the independent media, Vince, is literally doing the job of what all these organizations and institutions and big corporations should be doing. And we're doing it on a volunteer basis. Vince, I'd like you to comment on what I just said because I'm blue in the face. I'm running out of breath.
Not all alternative media is operating on a volunteer basis. We, of course, are. Many of the broadcasters at the GCN volunteer, but there are others who actually derive monetary benefit from their appearance on the air. We do not. You mentioned gas price reaching or over $10. Yeah, I actually said probably 6 months ago that I expected it to be $12 to $15. So we were early, very early in that forecast. And it keeps going up. I'm looking at the price right now in Burt's neighborhood, regular gas, $6.58 a gallon right this moment for regular fuel. Now, if you want to go to diesel, let's see, diesel? Well, diesel is at $7 a gallon, $6.99. You mentioned people not doing their jobs, and, you know, yeah, there are a few good teachers, but they are not in support of cleaning house. But neither is the United States Postal Service, neither are the cops. It's not just the teachers.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Rich, you're talking about a teacher having sex with students. It's happening more and more, and it, you know, just made the news at Daily Mail that this pastor of the New Life Church in Indiana was confronted during services by a 43-year-old woman, came forward to the microphone, and she said, and I'm paraphrasing, that you took my virginity when I was just 16 years old on your office floor. The pastor admitted it. Right then and there, he begged for the forgiveness of the congregation, and then the most amazing thing happened. He received a standing ovation. We've lost our minds. We have absolutely lost our minds. And you see in the media these wild, crazy celebrations of the homosexuals, the gay pride, these festivals. And I've said that they're dangerous, that they spread diseases. And monkeypox is one of those diseases that they are being touted as spreading. So, class, please be careful. As Rich said, do your own research. Don't believe anything you hear in the media. Don't believe anything that even we say here. And there's another, I'm trying to tie some of the things that Rich said together. I've noticed that the number of alternative media broadcasters that are still around, there are fewer of us. It seems like every day there are fewer of us. Why this is, I believe, mostly is because we have been demonetized. And unless you have some staying power, meaning unless there's some method of earning some money left, it's very difficult to volunteer, to be a volunteer to broadcast. And we've seen that right here at USA Prepares, where Gwyneth was absolutely devastated and she was down to nothing to eat until a few of us were able to come to her rescue and send her enough money for her to buy simple things just to survive and have her protection system, her dogs, and her horse, her pack horse, not a race horse, not a show horse, a pack horse, feed her horse, her chickens, and Gwyneth. So we're seeing this. And I believe in the future you're going to see fewer and fewer of us here in the alternative media, the ones who are telling you the truth, the ones who are reading and researching hours and hours per day to deliver to you what is really happening. Rich?
Yeah, well, you know, going back to what I said before the break about pilots, you remember, I tie a lot of these I mentioned a lot of these articles so I can connect dots from past articles. I recall a cardiologist saying that 30% of the existing pilots would fail health exams today because of the jab. Look, we're about to see some really bad things happen because we have traitors in our midst. We've been infiltrated from the inside. And if they create lockdowns, we're going to have more lawlessness, more unemployment. Murder, rape, and mayhem is nothing compared to what we're going to see. Suicides, more psychotropic drugs because of depression, more business closures, more drug overdoses, in general, looting riots. This is what they want. They want infighting. They want chaos. They want demolition. And this is why we got to decentralize. We have to be aware of all these psyops, the mind control, the behavior modification. I've been very specific about this over the years. The virtual reality that they want to create, they want to expose you to your emotions. They want you out of control and them in control. So they want to control your reactions like a funnel. And this is why they with hiring practices, they want to use victim or protectionist group status so you're not qualified. So all this, remember, all these politically correct buzzwords, you have to realize that they're used for emotional purposes, equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. Look, one thing that I've given a lot of data. But one thing that I've given is to show you that those words mean nothing because the money, the influence, the opportunity is going from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. The bottom 93% is being crushed. So when you hear these politically correct buzzwords, you got to think of all the psychosis and the mass formation psychosis, the political correct buzzwords, all the clinical studies that we've given. You got to go back to Marx. You got to go back to Hegel, who's a 19th century political imperial con artist. We have to start talking about using backup plans for silver and gold, eliminating voting machines, term limits for Congress, full transparency. No bill should be more than 5 pages. We have to go back to old definitions. We have to create grand juries. We have to hire based on patriotism, intelligence, courage, hard work, qualifications, standards. This is the way we need to talk, or else America's done. Vince, thank you again for letting me exercise my First Amendment right.
Yeah. Yeah, my pleasure, Rich. I think that no bill should be more than one sentence. Yeah, I've been proposing that for probably 11 years. Rich, thanks so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.